Today we'll be doing the third paragraph of the introduction to the Chovas HaTalmidim, where he's going to finally actually define what he thinks chinuch is. So he says, "Kimashmos hamila chinuch mefarish berashi zal al hapasuk banavayis velo chanacho chinuch l'shon haschala." So right off the bat, he quotes from Rashi, coincidentally in this week's parsha, the end of Parsha Shoftim, where the Torah describes different types of people who are exempt from going to war. One of those people is a person who built a house velo chanacho. He has not yet inaugurated, has not yet lived in the house. And Rashi understands the word chinuch or chanacho in the pasuk to mean a beginning. He has not yet begun to live in the house. But it's obvious that the word chinuch doesn't fit in with every single time we see the concept of a beginning of a haschala. So, for example, the famous din we find at the end of Maseches Pesachim, where the Mishnah tells us that when it comes to the Haggadah, we are maschil beginos u'mesayim b'shevach. We start with a negative. We start with the fact that we were avadim in Mitzrayim, or that we were ovdei avodah zarah, depending on which shita you hold of in the Gemara, and then we conclude with the praise of the Jewish people. So that clearly doesn't mean mechanich beginos. The word mechanich doesn't make any sense there. Similarly, there's a din, the Mishnah in Sanhedrin tells us, there's a din of maschilin min hatzad. When it comes to determining a psak on the Sanhedrin, you have to start with the lowest person, with the least chashuv person on the Sanhedrin, and then work your way up to make sure that the least important person's opinion is not influenced by somebody greater. So again, the word mechanchin doesn't make any sense in that context. But Rashi in Parshas Lech Lecha fleshes this out for us a little bit more, where the Torah describes Eliezer, who was Avraham's servant. It says, "Vayarekes chanichav yelidei so." And Rashi understands that chanichav means that Avraham educated him or trained him in mitzvos, and the Chovas HaTalmidim explains that that concept is, the concept of chinuch means that you take either a person or a kli, depending on the context, and you initiate it, you inaugurate it into its ultimate role, whatever its goal is supposed to be. Rashi says the same thing is true for the pasuk of chanuch lenar and chanukas habayis. Rashi says in all those cases the word chinuch means to initiate, to inaugurate something. But we don't use the term chinuch, let's say, for a professional who's already started his work. We don't say that his beginning was a form of chinuch if he already knows how to work. So to a house that's already been lived in, it's already been built, you don't say that you're inaugurating the house. It means a person who's about to learn a craft or a house that has just been built, that's when we employ the word chinuch. That was the diuk from Rashi's expression in this week's parsha in Shoftim about haschalas, that it's something which you are going to do. Rather, Rashi parsha lecha, that it's something that you are going to do. It's not about a craft or a job that you've done already. It's referring to a person who is about to initiate, who's about to enter into a new phase of their lives, into a new initiation, either of a job or to move into a house or something like that. So we'll stop here for now. We'll pick up with the fourth paragraph tomorrow.